problems with audio blogs, such as this is slowly becoming, are twofold. The first is the creation. The second is the indexing. Since creation and indexing are basically the two stages to making a weblog, and the fact that there are problems with both of these steps, you would think that means that the audio blogs are sort of, ish, going by the wayside. And you'd be right. There are very, very few audio blogs. And this is why. The first thing is, this is the second time I have started talking into this microphone this morning. The first time, it is in fact the afternoon, I just noticed. Anyway, the first time, I stopped halfway through a sentence because I had no idea what to do next. This is normally something that happens when I'm composing blog entries, but when I'm actually writing Edit Plus, I can just say, okay, let's wait, see what I can do next. I could go on a rant about the Creative Commons licenses and why they should not be a generic catch-all, this is what my blog is run under thing. I could go on about, the comments and weather comments and blog roles and stuff. I do have a sort of 4-page rant on the subject of blog roles, but I'm not sure whether to post it yet. We shall see. So the first thing is in creation, because you do not have the editing facilities. I have Goldwave, which will cut out bits and revolume bits and put echoes on bits and other stuff, but I can't actually just sort of edit it in the same way. I can't shift bits around, bits of text around. I suppose if I was a sort of editing genius with all the facilities at my command, I could do that, but I'm not, so I can't. The second point is indexing. The web is built for text. Google is built for text. Google cannot recognize my voice very well. Can you? Can you notice what exactly... Okay, when I get the grammar right, can you understand exactly what I'm saying every single time? Anyway, Google cannot understand. Therefore, I can say things like, beware the pink-yellow penguin, its paperclips are deadly, and not have that come up in the search referrals list in 3 months' time. So, but this also means that I could go on about, sort of, burning birds, bit on we should destroy the blog roll and linking and stuff, which I do disagree with. I use the list of things that other people read as a list of things that I could read. Things that people I find interesting, and therefore I find new weblogs. Unfortunately, if people are going to take away their blog rolls, then I'm just going to have to search around and randomly click on stuff in blog.js, or however you're supposed to pronounce that, or weblogs.com, or anything. The other thing is all these pingbacks, trackbacks, referrerbacks, smart referrers, whatever. They're all sort of based around the idea of links. And whilst Epistula will in fact scan through any reference and ping back or track back to any pingbacks or trackbacks it finds, well, not trackbacks yet, I'm working on it, really I am, it doesn't actually do the same for voices, because I can't actually put HTML tags as I'm speaking. I could make sort of bracket signs with my fingers around the bits that I want to be links, but you only actually work it out when my voice got fainter as I was moving away from the microphone, so I don't actually knock it with my hands while I'm making bracket sort of gestures. I can't do block quotes, because apart from you working out that I'm actually quoting somebody by sort of saying something in a different voice or some other method, you can't tell. Voices do not have the schematic markup. Schematics. Voices do not have the schematic markups that weblogs do, and therefore it's very difficult to index it, and it's very difficult to work out what's a link and what's not. I suppose I could sort of attach a list of links that I refer to in each audio blog. But then again, you might as well just click on the links, and you probably wouldn't listen to it. And I'm really, really curious to find out who downloads these. Because, I mean, the Raven thing that I put up yesterday is a 3.7 megabyte OGG file for a 7-minute poem. It's really getting silly. And this is now up to 4 minutes 48 seconds, so I think I better sort of call it a day now. My point is that, sort of, audio blogs are complicated when actually talking about things that are on weblogs, because I can't link to things in them. And since apparently one of the definitions of weblog is that you link to things, that makes it sort of complicated. Thoughts or comments, email me. So, or post a message to the website, since the other people seem to be doing so. I like it when people post to my website. It's fun. Aquarian out.